Michelle Anderson is a plant ecologist and botanist with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. She lives here in Cook County and joins us periodically to talk about what's going on in the woods, or if you prefer, phenology. Chell, what's going on now that we should look for?
Well, one of the things that's easy to do right now and pretty hard to do a lot of the rest of the year is to look for the seeds of individual plant species. And seeds are a particularly important winter food for a lot of our local critters. So I really enjoy paying attention to the surface of the snow and looking for the individual seeds as they come down, because some of our plants are adapted to throw out their seeds, to drop their seeds during the winter in particular.
Which ones?
So the ones that are most easily identifiable right now are the birch seeds. So these would be seeds from both the paper birch and the yellow birch. And then seeds from the balsam fir and seeds from the white and black spruce.
So this is plant material. Who eats the seeds?
Well, the seeds are eaten by a variety of different critters. The birch seed, yellow birch, white birch, and then there's also the shrub, the alder shrub, speckled alder, also in the birch family. They drop their seeds now, and all those seeds are very of great interest to birds like redpolls and chickadees. If you have goldfinches around in the winter, they would be looking for those seeds, and they're really easy to spot on the nice white surface of the snow. They're about an eighth of an inch across, and they have dark, nearly cross looking, X or cross looking, dark in the center, and then kind of a wing that spans, a web that spans between those arms. And they're, you know, either dark brown to golden brown, and they come down in great quantities. So you can sometimes see them like pepper sprinkled all over the top of the snow beneath a alder shrub or a big birch tree.
Well, what about the berries? I mean, the different kinds of berries that are still on the trees once snow falls.
Yeah, lots of different birds and animals go after berries. So we think, first of all, of robins that stick around, or the cedar waxwings, big flocks of cedar waxwings and bohemian waxwings. Those birds really target fruits of all kinds, crab apples on your yard tree if you have one, or the vast quantities of mountain ash berries that we're seeing, you know, this year again. And other animals go after these things. Martens, people think of martens and weasels in general as carnivores, but they actually eat quite a few other plant materials.
Well, we're in the, right now anyway, in sort of a warm spell, and so that prompts me to ask you what goes on every January, the January thaw.
There typically is some kind of a thaw at this time of the winter. It has some significant effects on our winter landscape. I was just reflecting on how beautiful the winter woods are right now, especially inland, where the snow is still all caught up in the trees, the conifers in particular, but even on the shrubs and things, there's still a lot of snow from our Christmas snowstorm. One of the functions of the January thaw, on behalf of those trees anyway, is that this is when all that snow typically comes down. So the conifers have some advantages by holding on to their needles during the winter. They can actually do some photosynthesis every time the sun is out, and that has some advantages to them over the long term. But it also means that they collect a lot of snow. And if you collect too much snow in your branches, well, then, you know, we often see what happens. The branches break, the treetops break off. So there's a great advantage to being able to dump some of that load or all of it occasionally over the course of the winter. And usually the first opportunity that trees have to do that is right now, when the weather starts to warm up a little bit and you get this thawing action going on. Then they can, in the wind or even just in the bright sunshine, snow will fall out of those branches and they'll be ready to, you know, take on another load. So it definitely has some advantages for the trees.
Does a January thaw help animals and birds?
Well, it's probably a mixed bag in that respect, because a January thaw can often lead to a crust forming on the snow, which has severe implications sometimes.
Owls, I would guess, they can't penetrate through that crust.
Exactly. Owls can't get through. Of course, deer, anything that has to step through the snow, that can't run on top of the snow, is going to, you know, be less inclined to hang around in places or get off their trails. But for other critters that are more vulnerable to the snow, so smaller animals with a smaller mass to surface area, they benefit from warm weather because it takes less energy of course, for all of us to stay warm. So all the birds, this is an advantage to them, a warmer spell. Any small rodents, or small mammals, they all just use less energy to stay alive.
Well, Chell Anderson, thanks for helping us understand what's going on around us so far this winter. We'll talk to you soon.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure. Bye.